It's 9. Ali Clark and David Bevan here with you for breakfast. Maybe you've already been to the beach today. I mean, any time you can get down there is a pretty good time, huh? Well, yesterday was a very special day at Semaphore when a group of children from a school in Salisbury went for a swim in the sea. Now, many of these guys were seeing the beach for the very first time in their lives. And Andrew Edwards is the captain of the Semaphore Surf Lifesaving Club. And Andrew, you were there. So come on, who got more out of it, the kids or your members who made it possible to keep them all safe?
It was definitely us, I believe. Yeah, I think our guys doing the water cover got a lot more out of it than the kids, for sure.
Now, these kids came from all around the world.
That's right, yeah. So there are a group of 150 kids from Salisbury North, Arda 12 school. They're all either refugees themselves or kids of refugees that are now living here in Australia, in Adelaide. And they're from Myanmar. There were kids from Iran, Iraq, Nepal, Afghanistan, who was, you know, as well as the translators, because a lot of them didn't even speak English. So, it was a real melting pot.
So what was the reaction? And was it pretty uniform across the board?
Yeah, the kids, the language barrier didn't matter. They would just had one thing in mind, and they just wanted to get in the water. So we said, through the translators, here are our red and yellow flags, swim between them, and they were just off. And they just ran into the water, and, you know, some of it, I think, had been the first time they'd ever been at the beach, and it was just amazing to see, the reaction on their faces as they were, hey, mister, watch this. And they're showing you how to swim, just going under the water, and just absolutely having a ball. It was great.
Because I guess so many of us take it for granted, here in South Australia, because a lot of us can get to beaches so easily.
Exactly. That's right. So, we do take it for granted. I think, we've grown up in a culture where, the beach is part of everything we do. And for new migrants that have come to Australia, something like the ones from Nepal, how many beaches would they have seen, So to them, it's something totally different and can be dangerous. And even though our beaches, especially down at Semaphore, can look quite safe, they're certainly not always.
Well, Andrew, in all that excitement and fun, did you actually get a safe swim message out there?
Yeah, we did. So they were all really good. We had them, they swim between the flags, translated from them. So I think next time they come to the beach, they'll know the drill.
Rumour has it that it's not just the wet water from the sea. There was a few tears from a few of your members too at some stages.
Oh, no, not that tears, but there was certainly some, it was really emotional to watch the reaction of these kids. Was amazing. Really loved it.
How lucky are they that one of your members happens to be neighbours with a teacher from Salisbury North Primary School? Because that's how it all came about. So
that's exactly right, yeah.
All right, absolutely brilliant. Andrew Edwards, captain of the Semaphore Surf Lifesaving Club, thanks so much. Great to talk to you and well done to the team.
No, thank you. Could I just do a quick shout out to one of our club legends, Wanga Robbins? He's a very long time listener of the ABC. And he'd be certainly listening in today, so thank you.
Hey, mate, any time I can say hello to a wanger on the radio, I will do that, so thanks.
thank you.
Good morning, wanger. Now, I promised you that statement from the Education Department this time yesterday.
That's right, this time yesterday we were looking at